Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Welcoming Dr. Josh Chima to WGN. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us. This is a big deal. As I understand it, this was up until literally a couple of days ago, this was a research project. And what is happening now is that Northwestern is opening up and using that research to analyze individuals and hopefully increase their longevity. Is that close to anything that's going on?
That is close. Thank you so much for having us on. We're really excited to be here and talk about it.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, we have an ongoing research study called the Human Longevity Lab, where we're bringing participants through to get a multi-system assessment of their biomarkers of aging and something we call biological age to really see where they are on the curve of aging. And we are currently doing this across patients of all walks of life, and sooner than later are planning clinical trials to see what interventions could bend the curve of aging. At the same time, we've taken that testing protocol and created a clinical program out of it so patients can come through and have these same tests and then get an opportunity to do a debrief with a longevity physician who can explain to them what the results mean, put it into context, and then also an opportunity to work with a registered dietitian and exercise physiologist to outline lifestyle-based approaches to try to improve their overall health and well-being.
Well, I think a lot of us realize whether or not we practice it is another question, but most of us, I think, realize that a healthy lifestyle is conducive to a longer lifestyle, a longer life, I guess I'm saying. And, you know, you mentioned the exercise and the diet, and those are things that I think a lot of us are aware of already. But your Northwestern and this Human Longevity Clinic, as I understand it from the material that I've been given, you're doing like a deep dive. Would that be a correct term, a deep dive into this?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to look at it. You know, we're being very systematic and very thorough to try to understand what an individual's biological age is. So that term represents where you fall in the spectrum of normal. So, for example, if there are three individuals walking down the street that are 50 years old, one of them may look like they're closer to 60, and one may look like they're closer to 35. And that's a visual appearance, but you can also see that it changes at the molecular and the cellular level. You can see that the changes at the level of the heart and the lungs and their cognitive function and their overall physical function. So understanding where you fall on that spectrum, I think, can inform you about your health. And from my experience in communicating to someone that their cardiovascular age or the way their heart looks is really like that of a 60-year-old when they're 55 or 50. It's differently than saying you have a chance of having a heart attack or a stroke at 7 or 8% in the next 5 to 10 years. It's sort of a different message and registers differently to an individual, and I think will motivate individuals to want to make changes that we know we should make but are often just hard to do.
I'm going to get back to what you were just talking about in a second, but there is one part of this that is extremely interesting. It says here that the research is based on a genetic mutation in the Amish that allows them to live up to 10% longer. Expound on that, please.
Yeah, and this is work done by Dr. Doug Vaughn and his lab. Dr. Vaughn was the chair of medicine at Northwestern for 15 years and now is the director of the Podestack Longevity Institute. The Human Longevity Lab is a center within his institute, which I'm fortunate to work at. And so he discovered a mutation in a gene called PI1 that does allow this cohort of individuals to live longer and to be protected from things like cardiovascular disease and diabetes. And the way that he proved that, the way that he showed that, was in creating this protocol that can measure biological age using many of the tests that individuals in the longevity community are speaking about. So that's where this protocol, that's where this whole concept came from. And we extended it outside of the Amish community, where he continues to do work, to all comers at our Human Longevity Lab. So that's sort of the basis behind where this whole idea came from.
Well, pardon my ignorance, but when it comes to genetics, we pretty much are what we are. And I don't know that lifestyle is one thing, genetics is another, but finding some genetic key, so to speak, in, as you call it here, a mutation in the Amish, and understanding what that is and then using that information to apply to the rest of us, that sounds amazing, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, and you raise several interesting points. It does often feel like your genetics are your genetics and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
But when we look at this, when we've studied this in longitudinal studies, looking at individuals that don't have chronic conditions and seeing what happens to them over time, it seems like genetics probably explains 10 to 20% of longevity-related things that we care about in life.
Right.
And so some people may be protected from this because of a genetic gift that they are given. But again, that's only 10 to 20% of the entire length of their life, the risk of comorbidities they can develop. A lot of this can be adjusted and adapted based on the things that you are doing and the ways you live your life, like how much sleep you're getting, how much alcohol you're drinking, if you're using tobacco, and managing other things like your blood pressure and your blood sugar and your body weight that we know are important to longevity and healthy living. So it's still a lot of reason to be hopeful, even if you were dealt a bad hand.
Well, that's good news. This is now something that the public can access, the longevity clinic. Is that open to the public now, or is that happening soon?
It is open to the public. We had our first patients walk through the door today. We opened the clinic yesterday.
Wow.
Spending time really getting this up and running over the last few years. The research study has been running for about a year. We've enrolled probably close to 300 patients, but the clinic is now open, and we're welcoming patients to the door each day.
You know, do you need a doctor's referral, or can you just show up?
If you give us a call first, we can give you the information to make sure you're on the schedule.
Okay.
There's a number of surveys that we like to do with our patients beforehand to make sure that we really understand their voice in all this and get a sense of where they're at on their own health journey and their own subjective awareness about their well-being and things along those lines. We'll give you all the logistics, and our schedules are open. We have spots.
What is the telephone number to call to do this?
We can share a flyer with you on your radio show so that you can share it with your listeners. I don't have the number handy right now, but I may be able to look it up by the time we end our call.
Okay, very good. Because that would be helpful. Is this a specific location for this clinic? Is that right?
Yeah, we're located in Arts Pavilion in Northwestern and downtown in Streeterville, Chicago.
Wow, that's fantastic. The difference between chronological and biological age, I think that's something that some of us who get to be of a certain chronological age wonder about our biological age. And I think most of us, I think I can safely say, would rather have a younger biological age than a chronological age. Would that be true?
Yeah, that's the right way to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about your biological age it's really trying to get a sense of where you're at in your cardiac function. What does your age look like at the level of your DNA and the changes to the DNA and the switches that turn different genes on and off? And the interesting thing is the difference between your chronological age and your measured biological age across a variety of tests goes on to predict your chances of having heart attacks, having strokes, developing chronic conditions, and dying at an earlier age. And so these metrics not only are interesting, they really do have profound impacts on your health and have been shown in a variety of different research studies to provide us interesting information.
Well, doctor, this sounds like an amazing opportunity for humanity, if that's not too bold a statement. And the idea that this has been material that Northwestern has been using in research laboratories and now using the results of that, opening up to the public and hopefully lengthening the lives of some of us. Thank you so much for being with us. I can't wait to hear more about how successful this is.
Yeah, we appreciate your time. Thank you for having us. And before I let you guys go, I have that phone number.
Can you okay. Yeah, sure. Take your time.
We're taking phone calls. We're at 312-926-0878. You can also find us at longevity.nm.org. There's a lot more information on that website about our clinic and other ways to get in touch with us.
Great. Thanks so much for being with us, Doctor. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Have a great night.